Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
So, how are you doing? Episode 166. 666.
16,666.
Imagine.
Could you? How old would you be? Do you know how old you'd be? About 49, if you ever got there. Maybe more.
Just let me do the maths there. I knew Owen was doing the maths when he rolled his eyes to the ceiling and started like moving them around.
It'd be about 30 years, wouldn't it?
30 years?
10 years, I don't know.
50 episodes per year.
Oh, if it was 1,666, that would be 10 years.
You're adding on 13...
100 years?
You're adding on what? 1,500 episodes?
Yeah.
So that's 50 episodes per year.
How
so
many?
That's 2 years for 100 episodes. So 1,500, that's 30 years. There you go.
What if you'd done like 3 a week though?
Well, that would be different.
10 years.
That would be different.
That'd be a loophole. Yeah. Do it that way. You do it. If you want to do three?
If you want to hear
just
three,
put
three episodes.
10 minute episodes out.
I'll just start numbering the bonuses.
No, you can't do that.
Well then.
You can't do that. I think even numbering the episodes make people think, I can't go back. Because it's too far. If you put numbers on it.
Oh, do you think so?
I think so, yeah.
Ears don't have numbers, do they?
It's gatekeeping.
They do?
Yeah.
I Ears does have numbers, yeah.
Ears has numbers, yeah.
Yes, this is number
some people
one.
Just have like... The title.
You...
Oh, the whole time I thought you just told us the episode number. Come on.
Your question was genuine. You got called out and then you got so defensive and shifted the foolishness onto someone else. Oh my God.
You asked if you're on... Like, you asked a stupid question about your own podcast. And then you got stroppy.
Do you know what?
Don't be worrying about it. Don't be worrying about it.
Yeah, all right. So this episode is slightly shorter than usual because we have a series coming up about Charles Manson and there's loads involved in that.
Well, it's already out, so yeah. This will be just in between the episodes of the Charles Manson deep dive.
Yeah.
So that's why this one's shorter.
Yep. So the next episode in the Charles Manson series is coming to you very soon.
It is. So. But listen to this for now.
Yep.
Yeah, just keep you going.
Huh?
How are you keeping, Darren Conway?
Oasis.
Oasis or Blur?
Blur.
God.
Oh, I mean, fuck Oasis.
You. Ah, fuck you as well. What if you don't like either of them?
You just go because, are you going to actually try to get tickets to it?
Yeah.
Because you don't like them. You hate them that much you want tickets.
Just because everyone else is. I'll feel left out if I don't get them. Be sitting at home twiddling my thumbs while everyone's singing Wonderwall in Crow Park.
Do you think you'd... Obviously you won't feel bad. But should anyone in theory feel bad taking a ticket just because they have FOMO, not because they actually want to go? And then someone who genuinely wants to go will miss out.
No. I don't think anyone has any ownership over them. Like no one is more entitled to a ticket than...
It's not a legal question, it's just...
Yeah, an ethical, more of a... Yeah, no, still no.
Okay.
Still no.
Thank you.
I don't think there should be a ranking system on people who can buy tickets.
I wasn't suggesting that.
No.
I was just saying people who go along just... Like someone who doesn't know anything outside of, say, Wonderwall.
Mm.
And they go along and go, I'm just going because I want to go and be seen to go. And then you got diehard fans who can't get a ticket.
There should be maybe two concerts. Well, there is two concerts, but there should be three concerts. One, two for the diehard fans. Diehard fans. I don't think, can I just state this now?
Yeah.
I think if they held a gig for just diehard fans, they'd probably sell out the Three Arena. This is not for diehard fans. This is for the spectacle. This is for me. Like, I know... The singles. Never bought an Oasis album.
You're going for the sing song.
Going for, yeah. Play me the hits like Champagne Soup and Over and Half the World Away, Wonderwall. Fucking, that's about it then, isn't it?
A few more.
Is there? Ah, well, there probably is, but you know.
That'd
even to him, I don't really care about.
Yeah. No, he's right.
You're a big fan.
I would be a fan, but.
Because you'll be a Shells man, not the whole.
go to the games, listen to Oasis, that out. Stone Roses and that, is that? It's kind of base yourselves off.
Base ourselves?
Like some people do, don't they?
It's not a creative pursuit.
No, but some football fans do base themselves off, like...
Well, yeah, there'll be crossover. There are some lads who go to games.
Parkers and all.
Yeah, they'll be obsessed with Oasis.
I wanna be a dud. I wanna... Watch the game, will you?
He's very fucking cranky today, isn't he?
He's in a mood.
He's got a fucking shoulder over something today, yeah?
I'm ready.
Go win on them.
But I think actually the moral of the story is that the sound.
That's more the Darren we know. Mm. Defence straddler.
Anyway, yeah, I agree with you. The, like actual proper people who are still waiting for a new Oasis album. Well, not a new Oasis album, but people who followed like the solo careers and so on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they'd more than set out to Three Arena, but they wouldn't feel two Croke Parks.
No. It's the spectacle of it. Like one Croke Park at a push. If there wasn't this much hype around it, I wouldn't want the ticket. But it's the hype, it's the FOMO that they've created that.
Like if they never broke up and they were just playing constantly, like they wouldn't be doing Croke Park, are you saying?
Yeah, definitely not.
Tree Olympia.
Vicar Street, man.
Liberty Hall.
The back of Belton's.
Imagine.
Nah, but like, you know, the people that do like them really fucking like them. I'm just not one of them people, but I still want to go, still want to take it. I think it'll be a good atmosphere. And I do like the songs that I like.
Mm.
They're just not going to be played at my funeral.
Yeah, it wouldn't be really the place for it.
I want to live forever. Probably not. Probably not.
We have a great choice of funeral song now, Oasis.
Do all the bands come back together?
Ah, they go for the cash grab.
They do, don't they?
Ah, they have to.
So you know yourself, Joe.
What?
Doing the gig?
How much money you make doing a gig, huh?
Man.
Not
it's
enough.
Different. Not if you're a band. If you're a, well, suppose if you
not
do
if
the,
you're on
the
a big
gigs.
Man cut percentage, you get drunk. Nothing. Oh,
I can't wait to leave here.
Come to go loud. Wait till I leave.
Just today. Not in general, just today. You're paying the whole day.
That's good.
Did you get a taxi in? Did you have a bad taxi driver or something? What's going on with you? Did you have your breakfast? Did you eat your Weetabix today?
I had a toast and a coffee.
Was it nice or shite or something?
It was nice. Burnt toast.
Ah, that's what's wrong then, is it?
That's the nicest one, that's the burnt one.
Okay, okay.
Live on extra long.
Did you have enough of it then?
Two slices, yeah.
And that's enough?
Starving now.
That's what it is then.
No, Grant, who wants a knock?
I think you need to get a punching bag in here, will you?
Yeah, fucking hell.
Only messing. We were recording a podcast yesterday and on the way back, Amy wanted to listen to Oasis, which she never asked for ever to listen to Oasis, like. So stuck it on and I rolled up the windows because I thought it was a bit cringy. Like, if anyone walking by here just listen to Oasis, they're like, listen to Oasis, all because they announced that they're coming back, is it? And I think everyone's just doing that. It's just a bit cringy.
You are, so you want to get tickets to Oasis, but you're embarrassed to be seen listening to Oasis.
Only now. Like,
yeah, it's very,
like,
it's very
obvious. Like, if I'm listening to Oasis going down in the car, like,
yeah,
and it's a bit loud, I think people are just going to be walking by and saying,
I know for a fact, if I was giving you a lift home in the car and I start playing Oasis, this was 3 weeks ago, you'd want to turn it off. You'd want to say, what else is that?
No.
I don't think you'd sit there and listen to Oasis.
I wouldn't, like, be opposed to it, like, but...
If it came on the radio, Wonderwall, would you say...
I'd turn that off.
What would you leave on? Like, Half the World Away?
Yeah, it's a good song.
You'd
Royal Family.
On?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Liar.
Oh, it is.
It is a good song, but I don't think you'd leave it on the radio.
I would.
You wouldn't, you bollocks.
That came on Nova, I'd be like...
Why are you only listening to them? Because they announced they're coming back.
So, Amy has, yeah.
Oh.
No, I was like, Amy, why do you want to listen to Oasis? And she's like, because I want to go to the concert. I was like, what song do you want to listen to? And she's like, you know, the one that's like, or whatever. And I was like, see, that's what I mean.
That's the problem here. That's the fucking problem.
So, that's where I'm at. Can I not go to the gig just because I don't really listen to them?
Yeah, you can.
Exactly. So if you don't get tickets and I do, unlucky.
This reminds me of the time that you went to like the zoo lights on Christmas. And there was a child that couldn't go because you had a fucking ticket and it was sold out.
Tickets were pretty, like, you could get them handy.
No, there was a kid.
I think if there wasn't a kid there, they just decided that, the parent decided that they didn't want to get tickets.
I think you're going to go to Oasis then leave early.
We beat the crowds, yeah. We beat the crowds. I'll probably just go and then see the two of them on stage for one or two songs and go, we head off then, seeing a spectacle, yeah. Wasn't it?
You get out before Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Yeah, beat the crowds.
I do think that people think that they're fans and they're not.
Yeah.
And they're blasting up on their stories and all, and they're like, oh, they're back. It's like, you were born in like 2005 or something.
Yeah. You're born after they broke up.
Yeah.
Am I right on?
Well, I mean, just because you're born after a band broke up doesn't mean you can't love their music, but.
Yeah, it does.
You literally love Nirvana.
I know.
I just can't wait to see them on stage together and like how they're going to be, what they're going to say. That's what I like about them, is they're fucking rock stars. Like, they could say anything on stage and that'll be fun. What's the fucking story, Dublin?
Where are they from?
Manchester. Was that Manchester then?
I don't know.
Dublin. Dublin.
Oh, awful.
Was it? How would you say? What's the story?
All right, here, kid.
What's the story?
I suggest we don't
story, Dublin.
Do Manchester.
That's fucking Liverpool.
Story, yeah. What's the story, Dublin?
That's not Liverpool again.
Fucking fuck Liverpool. It's just always dips there. It's too fucking. It's not far off. Like,
it's
doing
miles. It's
accent wise though.
It like, is a million black. Miles away.
Joe, just stop.
What's,
just stop. Think Gary Neville.
Just stop.
I thought I got it just right stop. The first time.
No, you didn't.
He just needs to think of Gary Neville.
Yeah. What's the story, Dublin?
That's Liverpool again.
It's getting more
it's
Liverpool.
Not even Liverpool. It's like nearly Liverpool.
I'm trying to do the royal family. My ass. What's the story, Dublin? Yeah, that's my life. What's the story, Dublin?
No.
That's Irish.
Yeah, that sounds what's like the story?
Almost Welsh.
Fuck it anyway. They could say Anton on that bleeding stage.
Say United.
United.
There you go.
United.
What's the story? That's why I'm still. You say it is kind of. It kind of sounds like no. Liverpool. What's the story, Dublin?
You have a tin ear.
What's the story?
Like you, the
what's the story?
Yo, I'm worried for your career prospects as an actor. This is how you hear different accents.
What's the story? What's the story, Dublin?
Stop.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Story.
Stop it.
Just name this one. What's the story, Dublin?
All right, Dublin. That's Paddy the Baddy to the bleeding. I can't get it. I can't fucking get it. Can't get it. For fuck's sake, only stick me young little dick years old. Fuck's sake. Darren Conway, how are you on this fine sunny back to school weather day?
Warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice and cool in here, but I was outside. I fucking wore a full black tracksuit, didn't I?
That's all you have.
Trill. I wore one of me full black tracksuits.
You like the male Anne Robinson?
Who's Anne Robinson?
From The Weakest Link. All she wore was black.
Only on the show though.
Oh no.
Oh no, she wore bright colours after the show.
No, she wore black and a gilet after the show.
And a hat. Oh yeah, no, I remember her now.
Yeah. That's who you were like. Oh, there's really, I don't know what it is about Ireland, but they can't do quiz shows.
No.
They really can't.
I can't remember an Irish quiz show.
There's been a few, like Bazish Maui has one. It was that's probably the best one actually. And it wasn't even that great. But they just can't, they struggle. They struggle with them so bad.
Weakest it's usually just an adaptation of a British one.
Yeah. Panel shows they can do, we're a bit of crack. We're good on a panel. We take the thing is, when you do a quiz show in Ireland, the contestants take themselves way too seriously. They're not there for the crack. They just want the money.
What are you basing this on?
The Irish quiz shows that I've
what
watched.
Irish quiz shows?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The Weakest Link.
Oh, that was the thing.
Over
I didn't know what either of them were the thing.
There's like family, like I think they done Family Fortunes. There's been Irish quiz shows, but they've never gotten past like two seasons.
Yeah.
And they're always like pilot episodes. This fella's hosting it and it's about.
But has there ever been an original Irish quiz show that's not adapted from British
but that crap,
television?
they're crap. They don't have the money to for the money, the prize money. Like, what is it? How much can you win in? Well, some of the money's crap. But like Saturday Night Takeaway and the next Saturday Night Takeaway.
Can you win money on that?
Millions. £1 million, I think you can win on that. Who wants to be a millionaire? £1 million. Imagine winning £1 million on Irish. Winning streak. And that's not even a game show. That's just people winning shit.
Mm-hmm. And there's only like one fucking on the wheel. Just one 250,000. And the amount of fucking tears, like.
Yeah.
Never getting it.
I can't believe that's even a TV show. It's like, pick a box. Like, you're definitely going to win something.
Telly bingo. Me nanny loved it.
That's just bingo.
Oh, it's still a game.
On the telly.
Yeah, but it's not...
It's a game show.
It's not what we're talking about here.
There's no contestants.
There is, yeah. People at home. But
what was the island thing? There was a quiz show in the early noughties called Treasure Island, I want to say. Where all the contestants were on an island. It might have been Blade and Docky or something. It might have been Lambay Island or something like that.
The Go House. On that.
Not the Go House. But they were all on this island and then they had to get on a pirate ship and sail back to Dublin Harbour or whatever. But the ship sank while you were filming it. It was a lot. And again, Baz Ishmawi was the host and he was standing there waiting for them to come back, and then the ship sank in the ocean while they were coming back. It was a disaster.
Really?
Can we get some information on that? What am I talking
about?
We
talked about game shows before on this podcast a few times, but did we never cover that?
I don't recall
ever talking about that.
Treasure Island or Prize Island or fucking something like that, where it was a bunch of contestants on an island.
So it's class.
It was 16 Irish contestants basically on an island somewhere off Tonga.
Off Tonga?
Tonga in the Pacific.
Okay, it wasn't Lambay Island then.
I think it only lasted one season.
Yeah, because it sank.
The whole crew sank.
No, that was Cabin Fever you're thinking of.
Oh, well then what was that?
That was where they had...
That was where they had to escape from a boat that was sinking.
It wasn't supposed to be sinking.
No, it was a disaster.
There was like 10 contestants who had to sail this. It's like one of the tall ships. Like a fully sailed... What the fuck is the right term? An old ship with a big sail.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And yeah, 2 years after it sank. So it sank off Tory Island, off the coast of Donegal.
And was everyone like, we're going to die?
Yeah, they had to be rescued. Full, I think that...
This was live.
Yeah, Coast Guard.
Live. Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, this was like the finale. Wherever they were sailing from, like, and then they got to the coast of Donegal and whatever, Baz, and there was another host... And they were standing there waiting for them to come in and fucking thing sank. It was a disaster.
Jeez. It was a 90-foot schooner. There was two professional crew and then, 11 contestants. It was a wind-powered sailing ship. And the idea was they'd sail around the Irish coast and each week one contestant would literally have to walk the plank after being voted off by viewers. And the final surviving contestant would win $100,000.
Big money.
So they stuck them all. The ship had been built in 1947 and yeah, it sank 2 weeks into the broadcast. It ran aground off Tory Island, which is a small island off the coast of Donegal. All the contestants were rescued by the lifeboat and the ship broke up on the rocks.
And did they finish the series?
The RTE film crew. The film crew had left the ship to go and get some sleep a few hours earlier, so they didn't get any footage of this disaster.
Fucking missed it.
Yeah, they had been filming for 15 hours continuously and then left. But a local man, he was recording the ship just as it was going past anyway, so there is footage of it running aground. It happened on Friday the 13th.
Jesus.
Oh.
Grim. Do you ever feel like you have no clothes? Do you ever have loads of clothes but feel like you don't have any?
Yeah. My wardrobe
was busting.
Mm.
I don't know if this is shit content, but it's really annoying me at the moment.
No, you carry on.
And like, I've fucking loads of shit, like countless amounts of clothes. It's busting out. But I just like can't find anything. I just don't want to wear any of it. I'm like, I wouldn't wear that ever again. Most of it, I'm just like, I'm not going to wear that ever again. Why am I keeping it?
Well, you just need an update. That happens.
Yeah.
Of your entire wardrobe, though.
So you need a full
overhaul.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I just don't know what to buy. Like, clothes-wise, I'm like, what the fuck? What are you supposed to buy?
That you don't already have, like.
Yeah.
I just wear plain t-shirts and I'm like, I have all the colours now.
I have all the colours there.
What am I supposed to wear now? I bought all the colours. Would you... Sure, everything is black.
No, it's not.
Mostly.
Most of it.
Do you have like a black wardrobe and then just like a very empty coloured wardrobe? Yeah.
When you... My inside of my wardrobe's that black from the clothes that when you look in it, you think there's nothing in it.
Empty.
And just like, geez, there's loads of space in here. Try get in, then I just hit a load of hoodies.
Do you own all, like, the shoes that you buy, when you get a new pair of shoes, do you throw the oldest pair out? Is it like in with the new, out with the old?
That's the thing as well. There's loads of runners there.
Mm.
But then I kind of like fucking don't like some of the runners. Like, you wear runners for so long and then you're like, how the fuck did I wear them?
What was I thinking when I bought these, like, heaps of shit?
Horrible, like.
Yeah. Crocs? What the fuck?
Oh, no, they're... they're glued to me.
They're never staying. Seen you wearing them. Still haven't seen... I think they're a myth.
I don't know. Wouldn't wear them in here.
Why not?
We probably would on a nice day like today.
If you walked in here wearing them, I'd punch you.
Would you?
And I'd never talk to you again.
I deserve it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I see more and more people wearing them nowadays, though. To the shops and everything.
You spending more and more time on the south side?
No, I'm not. Never over there.
You're here now. Just saying that he's wearing Crocs because he's on the south side now.
There's a lot of... do you ever notice like some extremely wealthy and important people wear the same thing every day? Steve Jobs used to wear the same thing every day. Didn't Mark Zuckerberg go through a period where like Steve Jobs just wore a black...
polo.
Turtleneck.
Turtleneck. And jeans, didn't he? And white runners. That's all he ever wore.
If he wore runners... He used to do barefoot, no? He was a hippie. He was a yogi.
Not when he was
barefoot on the stage.
Yeah, on the stage.
Introducing the new iPhone 6.
Steve Jobs had cancer and he wouldn't get treatment for it. That's how he died, like. Because he was such a hippie. And then eventually he did, but it was too late. All that money in the world and you don't trust bleeding. Mm. Modern medicine.
Barack Obama used to do it as well.
What, barefoot?
No. Wear the same ever.
Well, he's a politician, a suit.
Ricky Gervais.
But the exact same suit. Like just a navy blue suit every day. The
smell of him.
Ricky Gervais just wears a black t-shirt every day, doesn't he? Or is it white?
Black.
Yeah. Every day.
It just makes it, you don't
have to stress about like matching shit. What to wear.
Decision fatigue. The more decisions you have to make in a day, the harder it gets to make each decision as the day goes on. So if you never have to think about what you're wearing,
you're already ahead. People are just wearing really cool clothes.
And yeah.
How do you dress yourself? Like, how do you know what to buy?
And the hair is done and they're groomed. I'm like,
class.
Fucking hell.
How do you do that? Someone has to be helping them.
No kids.
Mm.
No response. Like, just too much time. I don't have the time to be getting fucking haircut. An hour and a half.
Yeah.
Huh? You'd be looking at an hour and a half.
Easy.
You'd have to give yourself an hour and a half, like in between doing shit.
You mean between leave?
Getting there, it takes about an hour to get the haircut, chatting and all that shit, getting ready, queuing up, waiting until your turn, and then leaving to get back to whatever business you were doing in the first place.
You pick.
I'd have to take 3 hours out.
Would you? For real though?
For your
I'm
hair?
Not joking.
For real, yeah.
I'm sorry, how far away is the barber from your house?
About a half an hour walk.
Okay, well, there's an hour already there and back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Well, you don't have to pick somewhere half an hour away.
They need 2 hours for the haircut.
2 hours? You're spending 2 hours in the barber.
Again, you're waiting and all.
How long are you waiting?
Could be waiting over probably like 40 minutes or something sometimes.
Stop making an appointment, no?
I do make an appointment.
And he makes you wait 40 minutes?
Like, he'd just like be doing... The appointment system doesn't really work. Like,
yeah, you need a new barber. That's disrespectful.
I'm quite happy with my barber at the moment, actually.
I wouldn't be happy with anyone who took my appointment chatting, and maybe wait 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
You're chatting and then they take their time with the fade and they stop and they're chatting.
Yeah, if you talk about something that's actually interesting, then they stop cutting your hair and you're like, will you fucking keep going, man?
They're like, do you want a can of Monster?
Yeah.
Do you want a beer? I'm like, no, just, yeah, I'll have a Monster.
And then the phone rings and then they go over and take more appointments while yeah. you're sitting there with half a haircut. Will you come here and finish me head?
And I sweep the floor and then like, you don't mind if I grab a bit of lunch, do you? And they go and like have a bite of a roll or something while you're getting your haircut.
Yeah.
This isn't my barber. This is different barber.
Yeah, a hypothetical barber. Like, you know, things that could go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms of grooming, like, it does a lot. And then you get a beard trim. So that's a new
then
thing.
Then you get the wax up your nose.
Oh, yeah. And your ears.
And your ears.
And your eyebrows. Get yeah. a little eyebrow trim now as well. Pedicure, manicure, kitty cat dolls.
It's nearly like the way women take a long time to get their hair done with the colour and blow dry and blah, blah, blah. We're nearly like there now.
Yeah, it's as bad. It is as bad. Speaking of not having any clothes, I've found where me lying in the sand is with shit trashy TV.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Someone went too far for your taste.
It's like Love Island. It's a show it's hosted by Roiland. And it's like Love Island, except they're all in the nip and they're not wearing any clothes. Not even trousers.
Is it blurred out?
Vaginas and penises just hanging out. No, it's not blurred out. It's just there.
What's it called? Yeah. Naked Island?
It's called Finding Love, a Dating Naked. I think it's called Dating Naked.
Why?
Because that's what...
Free the nip and all.
Ultimately, that's what fucking Love Island is, isn't it? Like, people are just looking at it because the people are beautiful. And because they're attracted to them, I guess. Sex sells, maybe. Maybe it doesn't.
This but got one star in the Guardian.
I watched two episodes of it and I was like, this is awful. It was so bad. It was just... like, that is just... They crossed
speaking
the Rubicon.
Speaking of no clothes to wear.
you should go on that and you won't have to worry. You should be an exhibitionist and you'll never have to worry about clothes again. But it's fucking...
So it's like the same concept as Love Island, like fucking...
Yeah.
Pull you for the chat job, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's just naked.
Yeah. Playing games and stuff like that and doing
Twister.
Everything. It's the exact same as...
Twister, is it?
It's not Twister, but they had to get, like, the last thing that I watched was they had to get stuff out of trees. So they had to, like, throw each other up and then they played it in slow motion and the fucking bits were flapping all over the place in slow motion. And you're like, ah, this is just...
What time is this on?
I watched it on the, you know, the thing you put in the back of your, this...
Oh, yeah, yeah that, yeah.
Thing.
Pay for
it. The subscription thing, yeah. Yeah.
My salsa makes all the pretty girls dance and want to... Yeah.
Pretty nice. I was watching... Do you know the Tiger King?
Yeah.
The director of the Tiger King has a brand new show out and it's on HBO. Only two episodes out now. But fuck me. It's so good. It's so good. I hate that, you know, Tiger King went straight to Netflix, so they were all released at once, but this is a weekly thing. But it's about and chimp farming and stuff like that. It kind of goes back to the 90s when chimps were all in films and stuff like Dunstan Checks In. And
oh, yeah.
They were everywhere. They were in ads and now it's illegal to do that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Has to be CGI.
Yeah. But there was this woman called Connie who owns kind of like a chimp farm. And there's a woman that works with her and Connie gave everything to her into her name. So Peter were trying to like shut this place down, this chimp farm down. And eventually they won. But like the person that they handed it to is such a character, like a lunatic, a crazy fucking lunatic, just like the Tiger King, only in a chimp version. And she's mental, man. She's fucking mental. And I don't want to fucking spoil it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel like eventually it will be on Netflix and everyone will be talking about
it. You're just watching.
What's it on?
I'm just watching it now. It's a HBO documentary series, but you can get it
on HBO Max.
On HBO Max.
Yeah, that's interesting though about like chimps in films.
Yeah,
because I wouldn't never like I've completely like obviously just stopped like
yeah.
out of nowhere and I never thought about it until now like that. Obviously. Don't allow to do that anymore.
Because there was one chimp who was a famous chimp who was in loads of films and his name was Tonka. And that's who this documentary ultimately is about because Peter won in episode one and they take all of the chimps out of the enclosure and bring them to a lovely resort for chimps to live out the rest of their lives. And one of those chimps is Tonka.
Was he Dunstan?
He wasn't Dunstan, but you'd recognise a few films where he's in it, like, and they show you this in the documentary.
Dunstan is a...
It's a good one. It's a good one. That's a classic. A good chimp movie. But there was one chimp that was missing when Peter went in to take all these chimps out. And I should say, the director of Tiger King, they wouldn't let him come in and film in the enclosure. So they went with an actor to pretend like he's the director. And so he's like a character within the series as well, because your man's recognizable from Tiger King. So he's in the background, like, manipulating everything. So that's how he got access. So that the camera crew was right there while all of this is happening. And I love documentaries like that. Like, while the action is happening, that's when the documentary is taking place. And Peter come and they take 7 of the 8 chimps, and one of them is missing. And your woman is saying he died yesterday and we cremated him. And the whole episode 2 is about, is he dead or isn't he dead? Or did she just fucking hijack him and take him and kidnap him? Spoiler, block your ears now.
Oh, I don't want to hear the spoiler.
Yeah. Do you know?
No.
It's fucking mental though. It's mental. You love it, man. You fucking love it.
What do you think then? Good on it?
Love it.
Very love short. It.
It's because we have a couple of Charles Manson episodes coming up.
A deep dive.
Yeah.
Well, so this one's a little bit shorter because them ones are larger and low. There's loads of them.
Yeah. So this is a little in-between the episode for you. In between the Manson deep dives. Keep you going.
A little filler, just to keep you a bit sane.
No, don't call it filler. No, it's a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
that's one of the best, actually, now that you said it.
So we'll talk to yous then. Say bye to them, you little angry boy.
See you later, yeah.
who are you hanging around with?
Back at the flats. Chilling at the flats.